You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. We're building
from the inside out. This is Lean Local with your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. Right? This is the show where we do what we say in our title. We lean local into the community here. And not to say other issues aren't important. We're very concerned about what's going on, obviously, worldwide. We're concerned about what's going on in Madison and just everything that's going on. But I just don't think this community spends enough time on what's going on locally. And, you know, and our next guest is, you're going to love her. She's been in the media, in and out of the media for 30 years here in Green Bay. But something, and we'll get to, has the media changed? But the media doesn't spend, in my opinion, enough time on the local issues. Mm-hmm. And in their defense, they only have so much time. I mean, a half-hour TV news thing is a lot of commercials, maybe 10%, more than that, probably 10 minutes of it. And then, of course, we're in Green Bay, so the Packers take up their fair share, and then the sports, and then the weather, and the national and news, and there's just not enough to talk about what's going on locally. So we've had some great guests on here. I interviewed a lot of the politicians who were running for office, both city council and county board. And they liked it. They got some exposure, and I liked it because I got to learn a little bit more about them. We've had people from downtown Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've had the mayor and other people on here. And it just gives people, our listeners, a chance to kind of maybe spend some time, some serious time, half hour, 45 minutes, listening to what's going on locally. And the reason I so wanted you on here, first of all, we're friends. I've known you forever. We're going to just take a step back from the week to week. And I want to take a look at Green Bay over a longer arc, you mm-hmm. know, and I'm not aging you. I'm just, but you've been around.
I've been around. You can go ahead and age me.
So my guest is Connie Fellman. she's a longtime local journalist and now works at WGBW, which of course this program airs on WGBW on the Sundays. And you can also just download it through Spotify or the WGBW app. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. There's a lot going on locally in Green Bay, and I love that you're talking about it.
Yeah, and you've covered this. Decades makes you some, but really 20, 30 years you've been in the community.
It's a little break, but yeah.
Right. So tell me, like, how do you think Green Bay's doing? You've had a different view.
I do.
You know, a lot of us, well, I had a little different view too as mayor, but I mean, we've had different views, and I'm just wondering, how do you think we're doing? How do you I don't want to talk about the changes, but tell me how you think we're doing right now. Here we are, May 2026. So
I think we're doing great.
Great.
You know what? I was thinking back just recently to the fact that, you know, about a year ago, just over a year ago, we hosted the NFL draft.
Right, right.
Now I know that there are some feelings that you don't know that some businesses benefited as much. But the fact that Green Bay hosted such
pulled
a—
pulled it off, right.
I'm really proud of that.
That is a cool thing, and you're right. It wasn't perfect for everyone.
Right.
And we talked a little bit about that. I've had some people on, and they don't feel like they benefited like they were hoping they would. Mm-hmm. But look, take that all away. It's like, wow, you hosted the Olympics. I mean, you hosted the NFL draft. That's just a feather in your cap that not a lot of people get.
Yeah.
So, and we did it. It was successful. It was safe. The NFL did very well.
Nobody thought we could do it, little old Green Bay.
Right. And yeah, people think we could do that. So in Pittsburgh, who some friends who are there, they had a successful draft. I think that event is just a cool event. There's not a lot of, the stress is more in the organization than it is, are people going to show up?
That event has changed. I mean, 20 years ago, remember the draft then? I didn't realize it had become such a thing.
Yeah, me either. People are bidding on it.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty cool. So when you look at Green Bay, is there a story that stands out to you from a reporter standpoint? And I don't want to say one. You mentioned the draft, which that was a big story, but it was also a year ago.
Yeah.
Something, is there anything that you think about like, wow, that was pretty cool? Or was
by far, and we're going back more than 20 years now, I had covered it as a story and then ended up doing a half an hour documentary, but it was Anishinaabemowin man who was attempting to be the first paraplegic to climb Mount Rainier.
Oh, sure.
And Jeff Pagels.
Oh, yeah.
And I went with him on that climb and climbed several mountains with him after. But that his whole message was about, it's not about what you can't do, it's about what you can do.
You went on those climbs?
I did. And
that's
let
cool.
me tell you, after the first one, you know, because it was a story assignment, you get the morning you go out. And then I decided, okay, we're going to go. Well, I had, you know, what, 2 weeks to train to climb a mountain?
Where did
enough.
You all go? West Coast?
Well, went to Mount Rainier for that one.
Right.
Climbed
cool.
with him on Mount Geldepagen in Norway, and then Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa was
really?
The last one, yeah.
Isn't that a, like, eight-day deal?
It's Mount, yeah, it's a hike.
Six, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, it's 19,000-something
right.
feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That.
But, you know, I have legs. He doesn't. Yeah. Think about what that was like for him. So it's
yeah.
just.
What a great story.
It is. It was life-changing.
Wow. Now that, you don't, yeah, I remember that. That
yeah.
was a while ago. You
yeah.
said it was 20 years
yep.
ago, maybe a little bit more than that.
More.
And, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Green Bay, I want to really lean into Green Bay. I'm gonna, and I know you've lived other places.
I have.
You East Coast? Or
I'm a Shawano girl. I'm native. I lived on the East Coast, lived on the West Coast.
Like the East Coast to Shawano?
No, yeah, over there in Bondwell, I was there.
Okay.
No, I was out in Philly. I was in L.A. I lived in Amsterdam. I lived in Australia for a while. I ended up moving back to Green Bay from California.
Wow. Like, okay, I just got to dig a little deeper on that because those are some pretty attractive places.
Yeah.
Even Philly. I think Philly's a great city.
Yeah.
I too lived out in Southern California for a while. So what brought you back?
Well, there's a very specific moment I remembered when I was thinking about talking with you. I was up in the Big Bear Mountains
mm-hmm.
in California.
Oh, yeah.
And we rented what ended up being like a hut with two cots, about $200 a night, because it was in the woods and it was on a lake. And I kept thinking of our property up north in Wisconsin. I'm like, people have no idea what we have here
yeah.
in Wisconsin, the outdoor recreation, the lakes, the waters, the rivers. And it was just such a comparison, and my family, you know, being from Shawano, my family was back here.
Right.
So ultimately I'm like, you know, I want to go back home.
That's funny. Sometimes you have to travel to know
yes.
what you have here,
yes.
but I doesn't really compare to this, but, we went out to, Maine for leafing, to look at the leaves. And that was expensive. I mean, because we went in October when everybody else and all people, everybody from Boston was up there, and it was just crowded. The hotels, even
yeah.
the Hampton Inn was like $300, but it was fun. But we have that here.
And it's spectacular.
I'm out there, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. Covered garages were kind of cool, but it just we have that right here. And like you talk about, you know, you're out in the wilderness in
yeah.
a cabin on the water. Okay, do I really have to spend that kind of money at Big Bear Lake when I can be on the Shawano Lake?
Yeah. And,
yeah.
you know, and the length of time people wait to get a cabin.
Right.
You know, there's lines 7 miles long to a lake on a holiday weekend because there's only that one lake anywhere. And
right.
we're so fortunate. You're right. Most people don't recognize that.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it's not that traveling makes you better, or it just makes you more appreciative of what you have at home, you
yeah.
know. And I'm one of those people that I've been fortunate, and I've told you this before, but I've been in every state, and I like the fact that I've done that. And it's not like I've driven through. I mean, to be in a state, I've stayed there, stayed overnight, and then I try to see what they're kind of known for. And you know, Philadelphia is known for a million things, and then I get a coffee cup, so I got coffee cups of everything from Salt Palace to you name it, cactuses, and but I just you know, I mean, there still is a point where I could live anywhere I want, and I love it here.
Yep.
But I love to travel, too.
Well, and you remember back, you know, gosh, I keep going back farther, but the first Super Bowl, but the 90s Super Bowl, when all the national journalists were coming here.
Yeah.
They just wanted to talk about,
right.
there's nothing to do there but football and beer. That mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. And so I was saying, we have world-class entertainment. We have, and
right.
those weren't the stories they wanted, but
When Aurora started here, Anyway, I did a commercial for him when I was mayor, and I was standing in front of Lambeau Field with a football and spinning the football saying, you know, we're more than football, a lot more than football. Yeah. And they did this really cool thing on, you know, some of the theater, some of the, obviously, a lot of these doctors, healthcare people, I mean, if they can leave the OR and be fishing in a half hour, yep. I mean, that team can't do that everywhere.
No, you can't.
So there was some cool, that was a really cool video they put together. It was a recruiting video and whatnot for patients, for doctors and nurses. And
I did the same thing. I did a stand-up for a different show, but highlighting Wisconsin in front of the Vince Lombardi statue. And I said, with all due respect to Coach Vince back there, there's a lot more to Wisconsin than just football.
Yeah, that's great. That's funny to kind of date a little bit. But when you look at Green Bay, are there some standout moments that you think about that maybe changed us? And I'm thinking like a Super Bowl I think that opened some people's eyes. I think I think some people moved here after the Super Bowl, if I remember right. When I look at the demographics, the growth, okay. I think it was a little bit of a jump, which is cool.
Well, that, I think, you know, the whole Lambeau Field renovation.
Yeah.
I remember, and when you were standing in front of a green corrugated fence, you were standing in front of Lambeau, it was open 10 days a year on, you know, mm-hmm. that's it, on home games.
Right.
Now, it's a year-round destination, and people come from all over the world.
Oh, it's amazing. When you take a tour there, and they mention people from, like, I don't know, what number is there, 210, 218 countries? Like the majority of them have been there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And it is cool, and it's worth their while to come. Another thing you take for granted, being in Green Bay, I hadn't actually gone on a Lambeau Field tour for years and years. It's amazing over there.
I want to segue a little bit. It's not in my notes here, but I was in Indianapolis last week for a wedding, and I've been through that tour before, but my son-in-law was with me and had never been through Lucas Stadium. So we took the tour. And I will tell you that Green Bay's got so much going for it, but what we have really going for us, we have great tour guides. I mean, those guys are, you know, they embellish the story a little bit, maybe, but they talk about, oh, I ran into the coach in the hall, and they just really know their football. This person that gave us the tour couldn't name a quarterback on the Colts team, and we're like, and then she said they had a concert that was coming, and she said, so it's under renovation right now. They're taking down those those yellow things that were like goalposts. They're taking them. We're like, okay, we're from Green Bay. We expect much better knowledge of the stadium. I mean, these guys that we have, and girls and ladies too, they can talk about, it's just some in-depth stories. And you'd think they were, you know, playing for the coach, but... anyway, I the stadium's beautiful, but even my son-in-law said, great stadium, not so good tour guide. Whereas, you know, we always get so many great comments on their tour guides. People, you know, I'd get notes on that stuff.
Well, they're so proud of it.
They are.
They're so proud to be from here and tell our story. It's a great story.
Yeah, it is.
Great story in sports, they'll tell you.
And I think that what's cool about you being in the media for all those years and me, you know, serving in public is that we appreciate it, but we both understand there's a lot more to this community.
Right.
You know, there's a couple of things I want to ask you about with the community. And how do you think we're doing when it comes to culture? Because some people would think it's, we're running out of time. We're going to get back to that. But some people think we're football and cheese. And there's so much more to it. And I want to hear from your perspective how we've evolved with the culture side of things. So we're going to be right back. You're listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, special guest, Connie Fallon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to Lean Local. We're talking with Connie Fallon about kind of some of the changes she has seen as someone who's been in the media for over 20 years. I'm going to digress for just a second. What did you do in the media? I mean, I know, but it's okay that us interviewers know the answers to our questions. We just still ask anyway. So what?
I know that part.
I know you do.
I was, I started, actually I started at Channel 26 before they were NBC, they were Fox. I went to Channel 11 as a reporter. And then I worked my way up to, I was the morning show live reporter. I was the weekend anchor. I was the 9 o'clock news anchor. I've done every job that there is to do in local news. And then I was, most recently, I went back to Channel 5 That's after my daughter left for college. And I was a weekend anchor there for several years.
All right. Would you, I'll stay on this for just a second. Would you encourage I teach, you know, at our local college here. And I'm more in the business thing. And I always encourage students to get into business. I think it's great. It's a great opportunity. It's good for the soul. There's so many upsides to business. And, you know, I love the entrepreneur. What's your feeling on the media for a 21, 22-year-old?
Well, it depends on what you'd have to define media. Because, you know, when I went in as a journalist, a reporter journalist, if you love journalism and you want to do journalism, I think it's a great career. It's a tough career. And you're not going to make money.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I want to be honest with people. There's a lot of people I found, you know, going back to TV after so many years, that were what they wanted to be was more of a social media influencer. And that whole journalism part was kind of going by the wayside.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I was the dinosaur in the newsroom saying, you know, you got to pick up the phone. You got to show up at city council meetings. You have to be. You can't do journalism through text and email.
Right.
So I would say know what you're getting into and, you know, and decide which path you want to take.
Yeah. And when it comes to that whole social media influences, that's got to be probably the biggest change in your industry.
It is. It is. And it was hard for me to get used to. I don't want to say back in my day. But, you know, now it's all digital. And so if there's no more scooping the competition by not having your, you don't want anybody to know what your story is. You know, we used to stop by the phone booth and call back to the station because we didn't want the other stations to pick up the scanner traffic on our bag phone and let anybody know what we were on. Now you go out on a story and the first thing you do is post to social. Where am I? What am I doing? And,
right.
And it's, you know.
Yeah. It's instantaneous. I mean, we
it
all,
is.
And,
yep.
And then they follow very close within seconds of each other.
And that's how people get their news now. So, you know, that's, you mentioned, you were talking about, you know, the lack of local coverage. And
yeah.
It's one of the reasons I'm at WGBW. I love telling local stories and I get to do that. But news departments also are probably half what they used to be.
Oh my God. If that, right?
If that.
I mean, you look at the Press Gazette and that's just, they've whittled down.
Remember the News Chronicle?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And all that stuff. You know, they have limited resources. City council meetings are streamed online.
Yeah. And it's that lack of local coverage. And you can say, well, no, it's better now because there's all these streaming avenues that people can get into and there's more news. But it's the voter turnout isn't what it used to be either, you know. And I just wish people would be more engaged. Now, I still get the newspaper every day. I mean, I'm one of those guys. I get a couple newspapers. I don't watch a lot of TV because I just think there's like way too many commercials. But I do like the paper and I listen to some podcasts. And I obviously listen to your show, Lean Local. I think not Lean Local, WGBW.
Yeah.
I like timeless hits. I was going to say oldies. I got scolded for that when I used to work for you. But I like timeless hits and I like to know what's going on. And you guys do a good job. Tell me about how you stay connected, though, with what's going on locally.
Well, it's, you know, having been in the media for so long helps because I know people, I know who to ask,
right.
I know where to go. And I have a really good feel for what I think people in this community want to know about. And I have the freedom to cover the stories that I want to, which is different than when you have an assignment editor and
right.
you have X amount of resources. The downside of that is I'm kind of a one-person newsroom. I can only do so much, you know. So I would love to go out and cover a, you know, XYZ story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time. I have to get, you know, newscasts on every half hour.
Yeah.
So.
And when it comes to, you say you kind of know what people want, and I think that's because of who you are, but someone who's new, like, how do you know, how do they know what people want? Because sometimes I watch a story, and I'm like, does anybody, I mean, where did this come from? And then I think, well, maybe it's the assignment editor. They still do that, sit in the room,
well,
and say you're covering this?
You know, there is an like, element like, of, you know,
like a missing chimpanzee for a week. Do we really need to cover that?
Well, I don't know.
That was a while ago.
If people care about it. They cared about the, you know, the chimp with the teddy bear.
Yeah.
But in Green Bay, and this part of, you know, growing up in Shawano, too, you kind of know in this area, to me, the Packers, the weather, sports drive the bus. There's big issues there because they're a huge influence on the community.
Yeah. I know a couple of directors. What are they called? The general managers, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they call the guy who runs the station? And I've gone and complained, and I'm like, enough about the weather already, okay? I mean, there's other things that are more relevant, more important, that affect, that, you know, taxes, some other stories we're doing. They're like, look, we got data to support people want the weather.
You don't want to see somebody standing out there with the wind blowing and snow and saying, like, whatever you do, don't come out here.
All right. I want to, when we come back, we got to take another quick break here, and this is where we get to our news, but I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about changing demographics, the changes in education, and whether you see those as just how you see them from a media standpoint. I mean, neighbors see them from a different angle, and maybe politicians do too, but you've had this cool view of the city over this arc, and I really want to touch on education and the changing demographics. And we'll be right back. We're talking with Connie Feldman here on Lean Local, and we're going to take a quick break. I want to thank a few sponsors. I don't have enough time when we get back, and we'll pick that up with some sponsors, some thank yous, and then we'll be back. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lean Local. This is the show again where we are talking about what's going on here locally, and we got a really interesting perspective with our guest today, Connie Feldman, who's been part of Green Bay her whole life, but has lived other places, other countries, and keeps coming back to Green Bay. And we're going to get to kind of what she saw that others didn't, and I want to get her opinion on things we're on the right track, and like, you know, the next 10 years, what is someone who's been here that has reported on this community, where do they see us going? But before we do that, I want to thank a couple sponsors. You know, it cost a few bucks to bring this show to you. We have obviously a producer, and we've got some editors that come into play here, and they need to be paid. And the way they are paid is through our sponsors. And we have a couple just anchor sponsors that have been with us really since day one. They're friends of mine, but they're more importantly, they're friends of this community. And first, Nicolet Bank. And Nicolet Bank, which started in 2002, and has just grown to be, you know, a second largest bank in the state. They've made a big acquisition down in Iowa. And that's a bank that understands people. They understand banking. I mean, you know, if you go to the wealth management, or you buy a house, or you buy a car, or whatever you're going to do, they get the X's and O's of banking. But what I like about Nicolet is they go that extra step to really be a community-minded bank. And they've done so much. City Deck, you know, their name's on the City Deck. They helped us with that. Bay Beach, the new community shelter. They're just a great bank. And, you know, I mean, money's money, but, you know, banking, that relationship can really make a difference, especially if things aren't going good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, banks love you, but it's like, I had a business, and, you know, you get good years and bad years, and tough years when they're there and say, look, this is what we should do. Then they do it. That's cool. So love them. And the other, and that's just go to NicoletBank.com, and they've got everything on there. They got the employees, everything you want to know about them, where to get your car loan, savings, checking, anything. And then the other company that's been very good to this community, and again, personal friends of mine, is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Okay.
They've been a sponsor. I know they're with you on WGBW, and they've been with Lean Local. And that's a company that, it's amazing that if you go to their building, just expand it again on French Road in De Pere, the beautiful building, 41. It's in, they've got a great building there. And they honor the history of from Mr. Van Halen to Mr. Kalowertz and starting, and just how they've grown that company to a very large company right now. And that's a very successful company. And again, it's they just do things the way they did it when they started. It's free consultation on your house. And, you know, my house, and you've been there, you know, it's 115 years old, and windows and doors are a little bit different than a house in the 80s or something that's built. And they have everything. And they sit down with you. It's 45 minutes. It's free. They look at different styles and the quality. And what I like, the other thing I like about them is they not only sell you the windows, they install them. And installation is, it's, you know, like you can buy good ingredients, but the chef really puts it all together. It's like they're window installers. So that's just Pella.com, PellaWI.com. And you go to them and just a great company. And again, you know, I work, as I told you, at the new community shelter. They donated $300,000 of windows and doors to us.
Wow.
They didn't have, we asked them, we went to everybody, right? But, and when they said, we'll do the windows, we're like, you might want to be careful. It's a pretty big building and we want a lot of glass in there because it's good for the mind. It's good for the soul. You want to have windows on both sides. And they came through. So anyway, great company. They've done many other things in the community, but I'm just think they're great. So anyway, thank those two sponsors. Back to you, Connie Feldman. So are there things in the media, this is kind of a, I couldn't really come up with the right wording for this question, that you saw that the community didn't see? You know, it's like, do they, not that it was the emperor with no clothes, but you know what I'm saying? Was there something that's like, wait a minute, are we doing this right? Like, do you think we ever put too much emphasis on the Green Bay Packers and maybe not enough on something else? Did we ever lose?
I don't know. TV is dictated by broadcast television, is dictated by what people want to see. That's why, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on the Packers. That's what gets ratings. That's what people want to see.
Right.
You know, one thing I wondered about, coming from Shawano, moving to Green Bay, I grew up on the Wolf River. I moved to Green Bay. It shocked me. I had no idea you couldn't swim in the Fox River.
Right. Yeah.
But look at what they've done. I mean, I don't know that you can still swim in it. But isn't there a beach? I mean, there's going to be a beach coming to Bay Beach or something, isn't there?
There better be. I mean, there should be.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a $1 billion cleanup. That was a huge cleanup that the federal government stepped in. Paper companies, you know, carbon paper that the PCBs were going to the water. And it's like, okay, we got to clean this thing up. And that was extremely expensive, very political. I don't know that that story got the credit it deserved because you used to eat fish out of there, you turn green. You know, now people fish out of there and they say the fish is healthy and they took a lot of PCBs out of there. They capped the ones that they couldn't disturb, that they didn't want to disturb. So, yeah, I mean, I think the reason you don't see swimming in the river is because of the current. I mean, that's very active. You know, you really want to see one of those coal ships come by. The beach at Bay Beach, though, there's no question that should be a swimming beach.
Yeah, and I know that was in the plans at some point.
Yes, it's in some people's plans. It's in my plans. I think that, I mean, it is called Bay Beach.
Well, it used to be
an awesome beach, right?
I mean, I wasn't around in the 30s.
No, I'm not saying you were that. But there are still photos, and there are some people that donated to that beach that, they're old now, but they used to swim in that beach.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That can come back, and that will. It's just there's a lot of moving parts to that, right? There's the whole, you got to test it every day, right? Just like they do with the beaches along the lake. It's not without a cost, too. I mean, it's just priorities on any city, right? We're going to do this or we're going to do that.
So. Well, and we're on the bay. You know, we're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
And we've talked about how that other parts of the country just don't even know what that is. I would like to see us utilize it as much as we can.
Yeah, and I think something, I'm not the biggest outdoors guy, but this fishery, you know, it's like unbelievable, like walleye fishing here. It's like one of the best, in the United States. I hear this stuff. And I used to go to those tournaments.
Yeah.
And these guys with their speedboats, they put them big old goggles on and we drive like 100 miles an hour. And I'm like, holy mackerel. But they, and the prizes were like the truck and the boat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, and you were talking about, you know, doctors, surgeons coming to this area to practice, and the fact that they can drive 15 minutes and recreational fishing.
Right.
So it's amazing.
I think that's something that we don't sell enough of. And it's, I think sometimes that gets lost. And hiking and some other things too.
I would agree with you. And that's, I wasn't sure where you were going with the Packers question, but I agree with you that there's so much, so many stories and so much that needs to be told about Wisconsin outside of the Packers.
Right. And that was my question. Yeah. Are the things that you know that you wish everybody knew, but, you know, in the media, you kind of get a little bit told what you're going to report on.
Well, there's not a lot of it, but X amount of stories and X amount of people.
Right.
But one of the things that I got to do a little bit out of was, you know, find the hidden story. And I still want to do this. You know, find the hidden story in any community. Send me to any community you want. I'm going to find it. You know, the local people will know. I did a story on the last remaining barber, I think, in Bear Creek. But these are phenomenal stories.
Right.
And they speak to the people of Wisconsin, which is, you know, the Green Bay area. It's one of our greatest assets.
Yeah, they supported them, and they've been in business all these years.
Yep.
And the other thing with the stories that maybe overshadowed a little bit is, and we started when we talked about the NFL draft, I wish we would have leaned into a little bit more of our community. Like, you know, they get up there and, you know, the fans love the Packers. Like, but that is not breaking news.
No.
And the Packers love the fans. That's not breaking news either. But instead of having a Packer introduce a football player and then have whoever the commissioner, the commissioner there, it would have been cool. Like, I thought it would be cool. Like, Dr. Hunsinger, who is the director of the medical college, would have introduced the recipient and say, look, this is Dr. Hunsinger from the medical college right here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That would have been cool. Or here is so-and-so who runs the walleye tournament. We have one of the best walleye tournaments in the country. And have them introduce these players instead of having another Packer. And look, they never came to me for advice, and it was a very successful draft. But my concern with the draft, and I've told many people this, is I just think Green Bay could have got even more out of it.
You know, it's an interesting statistic when you talk about the media, being in the media and the Packers. Your chances of covering a Packers story as a Green Bay reporter on any given day are 1 in 5.
Well,
that's how much you'll cover the Packers. And I steal that from Robert Hornacek, who's over at Paul's Pantry now. It was his stand-up when he was doing a lottery story, and he compared the odds to your odds of winning the lottery, your odds of this, and that was, he was standing in front of Lambeau. But that puts, you know, a snapshot on how often.
Yeah, and again, I just don't want other stuff lost.
Right.
And I, you know, I love the Packers like anybody, right? I go to the games, but I want to talk about a few things here. One of them is just a realistic outlook, like 10 years. I mean, you've been here 30. What do you see in the next 10 years? But before we do that, in the stories you covered, so Green Bay is in Brown County. We're one of 24 municipalities in the county, mm-hmm. right? There's really two cities, us and DePere. There's 9 villages, and then there's a whole bunch of townships. Tell me, from your view, do they get along? Is it parochial? Is it collaborative?
Well, you would know better than I.
And I do know, but I'm asking the questions. You're giving the answers, so yeah.
Well, it depends. It depends on the community. I think, for the most part, I think they support each other. I think everybody wants what's best for the greater, you know, area. You know, you were talking to me a little bit about education.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted, you know, we were talking about my daughter who's at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland now. She went to Green Bay Public Schools all through, and she soared. And she went to Preble High School. And when I was reporting and Preble was, all that stuff was going on,
yep.
I was like, you know, they're getting a bad rap because the teachers there are excellent. They're excellent educators, and they really set her up for success. But one thing happens like that, and it dominates the news for how, and that's what people know Preble High School for now.
And I spent a lot of time in high school. So I always liked when the mayor would come in and just the social studies or some leadership class, whatever, politics. But you always hear this stuff about Preble, so crowded. Oh, God, it's crowded. And, you know, there's more students there than there are at St. Norbert College, which is a true statement. I mean, Preble is bigger than St. Norbert College, which where I went.
And it's bigger than her college now.
But it doesn't feel crowded. And the students don't complain. It's the parents that complain. You know what I mean? Like those students, they're walking. Of course, they have lunch just down in the morning. But I just think they, I think that's a great school. I think the product they turn out is excellent.
I can only speak for myself. But I was worried about her going there.
Yeah.
Considered as a, because it is so huge.
Yeah.
And I went to Little Farm, you know, high school. And,
right. But, one room. No, I'm just kidding. You weren't that old. I want to come back. I don't want to leave education because I want to talk. There's some statistics that I'm not crazy about, but I want to talk to you a little bit about how you see education thriving in our community here. And we're going to be right back. We're talking with Connie Feldman, who you know. I'm Jim Schmidt. I'm your host. Maybe you don't know me, but she's been around for 30 years in the media. And we're talking about Green Bay and what it takes to become a thriving community. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. I'm here with Connie Feldman. And let's use this final segment to really leave the listeners with a fair way to think about where Green Bay is now. And again, I just think you've had such an interesting perspective on our community, being in the media and living here 30 years on and off and living other places, other cities, other countries. What does a thriving Green Bay actually look like? Do you think we're thriving? And that's question one. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I shouldn't be doing that. And then what's it going to take or where do you think we should go?
Well, you know,
later, ask you if you're going to run for office. So yeah. Think about that. But right now, we're going to stick with these questions right here.
We'd be a good team, Jim. you know, one thing I think about when I think about Green Bay thriving, look where the downtown Green Bay area is now as compared to where it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, I look at the events they have down there. I feel like Green Bay is more inclusive than it used to be.
That's nice to hear.
Is it as inclusive as other parts of the country? No, absolutely not. But from where we were to where we are now, I think we're heading in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of the events of bringing people downstairs. I love the downtown. I love the culture of some of those events.
Yeah.
Art Street, the Widener. We have world class.
Right. That's cool.
You know, performances, and I just did a story. I think Martina McBride is coming to the Meyer Theater.
Cool.
We have so much going on, and I like to celebrate that.
Yeah. Okay. And we're kind of there with some culture. You know, Luke Holmes is just here. I think the Meyer Theater was a gem to take that and take that old movie theater and renovate that. Those are cool things. But it's still, it's good. Is it great? And like I'm saying, in the next 10 years, I mean, you're young. 10 years goes so fast.
Yeah.
Do you see us being here? Do you see us being totally different? And some of these communities that you know, I follow this stuff pretty close, but some of these people like double in 10 years, you know? I mean, taking us from 100,000 to 200,000 to be the size of Madison. I don't know that it.
I don't see that happening, no. Expanding, maybe. I mean, spreading out, maybe.
Spreading out. So we have 50 square miles. Are you talking about like being part of the suburbs?
Or yeah. Okay. I'm not talking about Green Bay proper. Nope.
Having us be like Louisville, like greater Louisville. There are all the suburbs kind of joined with the city, you know? That happens a lot. And you just become like the greater Green Bay community. And you have, I don't know that would sit real well here, but you have you take these, there's 60,000 people that call themselves Green Bay that don't live in Green Bay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you take Bellevue and Ashwaubenon.
Right.
And so if you would consolidate that and have one council and one, I wouldn't call him a super mayor, but one, it's not a county executive because the county does these other 20 municipalities, you know, like these
right.
farming communities. But to have and Louisville has, this has been done successfully in a lot of places. I mentioned Louisville, I know that, mayor. But that would be cool, because then you'd have one kind of metropolitan fire department, one metropolitan police department, one metropolitan city council, and it would just be a community of 160,000 people versus 100,000 with 60,000 right. people. Like, I think that would be cool. And I do see that. Let me ask you. I mean, do you see that happening? Okay, that answered that. Next. No, do you see that?
Well, here's the thing.
I mean, cost alone.
Then you couldn't say that you can literally fit the entire population of Green Bay inside Lambeau Field. Because that makes a great story.
Okay.
But I don't know. That's more your world, Jim, than mine.
All right. But I do. Is there something that you see though in the next 10 years? I mean, more of the same. You know, is a fine. I accept that. But you see something like different. Not so much a space needle, but like soccer becoming. You know, we're talking about that.
Absolutely.
Professional soccer.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, I do.
You know, I don't know that we're going to get professional baseball. Brewers have that, but. Like, I'm just thinking, if I play this interview back in 10 years, I'm curious if you have something, not really so much a prediction, but something you would like to see happen in Green Bay over the next 10 years.
I would love to see soccer here, professional soccer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's huge. Instead of, you know, we talk about how much, you know, sports, the Packers dominate the news. But take that sports and, you know, capitalize on it. On people's, you know, interest in it and coming here. And I think that could be, I think Green Bay is, I've always laughed when I've been in Appleton, because people have a, to me, some type of, you know, like Appleton is so cosmopolitan and compared to Green Bay. You're Appleton, Wisconsin. I mean, really. I would look at Green Bay and the things we have going on here now. And I would argue, and that's come a long way in the past 20 years. I would like to see that continue to grow.
And I would agree with that. And I think Appleton, again, you know, regionalism work? Like, I'm a big fan of that. Because, like, a regional airport, I think, would be awesome, you know, and instead of Appleton and Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And just become a bigger, better, and quite honestly, more efficient.
Right.
I mean,
right.
To have all these police forces and all these fire departments and all these schools, and if you consolidate, and I'm not saying bigger is always better, but bigger, if you manage it right, can be better. There's efficiencies that come through there. You really bring in the best of the best when you're 165,000 versus 107,000. Mm-hmm. I think we could really draw. We have a lot of talent here right now. I mean, I'm saying we don't.
We do.
I mean,
it's amazing.
We could really do a lot. But okay, a couple more things on the future I want to talk to you about, but we're running out of time here on the Lean Local broadcast, which is on WGBW, and we thank them for airing this. But if you stick around, we're going to go to the Green Bay Way, which is a podcast and something that, it's not the same rules. We can swear. No, I don't swear on there, but they're different rules, and I just want to pick up on a few things that we ran out of time on, and so those of you who are listening, if you want to go to thegreenbayway.com and pick up our podcast, we will see you there.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.